Director General, Excellencies, Distinguished Ministers, ladies and gentlemen. First of all, I would like to convey the sincere wishes of our Federal Minister of Health, Sabine Oberhauser, and Federal Minister of Agriculture, André Ruprechter, for the success of the ICN2. On their behalf, I would also like to take the opportunity to thank the Director Generals of FAO and WHO for convening ICN2. 20 years after the first ICN, we have to recall the current level of malnourishment and mention for the first time the global obesity epidemic and the global challenge of diet-related chronic diseases. The complexity of socioeconomic and environmental impacts calls for cross-sectoral, inclusive approaches. Therefore, it is of utmost importance that member states take adequate measures to combat hunger and undernourishment, as well as take actions to reverse the trend towards overweight and obesity with all its consequences for our societies. Allow me now to draw shortly your attention to two major measures in Austria. First of all, I'd like to mention the Austrian Nutrition Action Plan. Anticipating the new European Food and Nutrition Action Plan, it follows a horizontal health in all policies strategy and incorporates the concept of WHO Euro Health 2020. It aims at coordinated implementation of effective measures to support all people living in Austria to make healthy dietary choices in order to combat overweight and obesity and to reduce the prevalence of diet-related chronic diseases by the year 2020. To enable and enhance the necessary multidisciplinary dialogue and to involve all relevant stakeholders, a new broad advisory board, the National Nutrition Commission, was implemented. With our actions, we mainly focus on both environment settings, on the one hand, by creating conditions that make the healthy choice the easier, and we focus on individual competences and capacities, on the other hand, by enhancing nutrition literacy. A success story is our school cafeteria initiative. It aims at improving the nutritional quality of food sold in schools. And currently, we are happy to tell you that we reach more than 200,000 students nationwide. Another measure is the implementation of a free-of-charge nutrition counseling for pregnant women and families with newborns. And finally, we are very active in product reformulation, such as regulation of trans fatty acids and agreement on salt reduction with our bakeries. Secondly, ladies and gentlemen, I'd like to inform you about the new extended Austrian food model. Agriculture and food system governance can effectively contribute to alleviate the negative consequences of food insecurity, malnutrition, and obesity. We are strongly convinced that sustainable agricultural policies have to become increasingly nutrition sensitive. There is an undeniable need to put family farms in the center of actions. Austrian agriculture is mainly driven by families, which are the social unit of production and consumption. They are also source of labor in agriculture and therefore require effective rural development policies to sustain their livelihood. There are many different types of agriculture at regional, national, and local level, from horticulture to cattle grazing. There is no one size fits all. Nevertheless, family labor, and in particular the role of women, are vital for providing food security and nutrition. The overarching principle of the new extended Austrian food model is sustainability with the 6 strategic goals: food security, food quality and safety, diversity of foodstuffs, regionality, and appreciation of food. For the latter, Austria relies in particular on awareness raising and education and successfully implements school milk and fruit programs. As far as awareness raising is concerned, Austria has also launched a campaign, Food is Precious, which helps to prevent food waste at all stages, at purchase, storage, and consumption. It will be the one contribution to the joint FAO-UNEP campaign, Think, Eat, Save. Ladies and gentlemen, Austria fully supports FAO's and WHO's roles in collaboration with other UN agencies and international organizations in combating hunger and malnutrition. We are interested to see how tangible results after the outcome of the conference have been implemented once an appropriate follow-up mechanism will be in place. Finally, I would like to recall that Austria, as member of the European Union, fully aligns itself with the statement made by the European Presidency on behalf of the 28 member states. Thank you very much.